Days. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands when you teach the children.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to get all of you who would like to be an entrepreneur to become one. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. Mr. Matt, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, Mr. Gene. It's nice to be able to see you after dealing with last week's storm.
Oh, yes. Now that we're past the storm, we can get down to business.
Oh, how did you make out from it, by the way? Any structural damage?
No,
all right.
No problems at all.
That's what we like to hear, sir.
The only problem was I couldn't get here.
Right. That's why, and I tell this to everybody who's on our network, that's why I'm glad we always have old shows as backups. In case you can't make it in, we can always run reruns.
Right. Anyway, for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you that tells you about the show. And Matt, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, so now you have an idea as far as what this show is all about. Tonight's show is for the entrepreneur that would like to become an entrepreneur. And it's based on a quote that an entrepreneur made, but it applies to both entrepreneurs as well as job seekers, or individuals who are looking to get what they want. Okay, so anyway, so think of an entrepreneur that comes up with an idea. Okay, the idea may come because it's something that they think of, they may get it in a dream or a vision, but they get something that says, you could do this. And the question comes up, well, what do I do and how do I do it? Anyway, so I've had some individuals on the show in the past who had given some tips on how you can be yourself and get what you want. Okay. And to build that business. So I'm going to be playing some clips tonight just for you out there so you can get an idea in terms of you're okay where you are, and where you go from there is stepping into making that vision or dream happen because it came to you and you now are trying to figure out should you start or not start. But I'm just going to say that you should start. But it goes like this. Here's a quote that was made by a person by the name of Napoleon Hill. Okay, here's the quote. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. So I'd like to have you just think about that. Whatever your mind can conceive means it's possible if you believe it's possible for anything. Okay, in this case, it's about entrepreneurs that have a vision of starting a business of some type from an idea or something that came to them. If you believe it's possible, then it is. It can be conceived. And so you're going to hear some quotes, some tips that others have shared so that you could kind of like be who you want to be. But that's what we're going to be hearing tonight off and on as I talk. But how you can achieve what you believe because the thought came to you and it came to your mind. So whatever the mind can conceive, think of all the inventions that have been created in your lifetime. Think of all the inventions that have been created before your life. But more so, think of the inventions that are going to be created that will make our future. That's what I'd like to have you think about, because any thought that you have is designed for you to help lead us and you into the future. But it's based on the inventions and ideas and thoughts that the people from the past had put their ventures together in order to help you to put yours together and help create our future. Anyway, so that's what entrepreneurs do. They create what doesn't exist. And I want you to know that you are normal right where you are, and these testimonials are going to be coming at you from a place of you just being you and understanding that you are okay just where you are in order to start that idea or that thought and becoming an entrepreneur. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. I'm going to be sharing some tips with you so that you could get an idea in terms of understanding that you are okay. The difference is you were given a thought, a vision, a dream. You were given something that says, wow, what would happen if this was possible? What would happen if I created this, because I don't think it exists anywhere? But yet you have the thought or the idea. And so it's important to begin to recognize how entrepreneurs or inventors, how we create our future and how the life that we live now has come from people who created that. So the thoughts come to you from various places. I'm not going to go into where they come to you from, but they come to you. And so this quote says, again, it says, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, you can achieve. Because how to achieve it is in your mind. And so it's a matter of you making a decision to get started and making up your mind. But before we get into it deeply, we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors. And this is Gene Hodge here with the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. And we'll be right back. Get started.
The the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. I'm gonna put this dream in motion. I'm never let nothing stand in my way. When the gun gets tough, the tough get going. I'm gonna get lost. Yes, when the going gets tough, then the tough get going. And that's everything starts with a start. For you entrepreneurs, tonight's show is dedicated to hearing some thoughts from others that were passing on their information as to how you can become you, whether you want to be an entrepreneur or you are looking for employment. But this is more about looking at you in terms of what do you have that will allow you to make that dream or that idea to work. Anyway, so the individuals that you're going to be hearing from, these are past clips and people who have been on past shows just offering tips or advice in order to help those people out there, both as entrepreneurs and for those that may be looking for employment, that may at some point decide to take whatever they're doing and turn it into a business based on the idea. So you're going to be hearing from three people. One is Bob Sacosta. The other is David Ragenvord. And the other is Roderick Calhoun. In some cases, you're going to hear speaking twice.
Well, wouldn't Dave Ragenvord be the husband of our owner, Lola?
He would be if we tell the audience.
We just did. We just
you
did.
Just did. David Ragenvord, I'm going to tell you about him, but he's coming up. Anyway, I'm going to tell you who Dave is, and possibly, maybe I should start with Dave, because you'd have to just kind of like move something around if you could move that around. But David...
I already said.
For you to start with Dave?
Absolutely.
Okay, David was the owner of the WTAN radio network. And he passed away a few years ago, and so his wife runs it, and very open. But David was an entrepreneur and shared a lot of his thoughts for both entrepreneurs and job seekers, more or less focused on the individual themselves. And so that's who David is or was. And anyway, so he had some... He had some things to share, and we're just going to do one of his clips at this point. But if you got it, I'd like to have you listen to what Dave said. But But think about it from the perspective of you just being you. Whether you are thinking about starting a business, have an idea, or even looking at the type of work that you'd like to do, because it's going to take the same energy in order to make it work. Anyway, so, Matt, if you got the first one, let it go. I'm not sure how long it is, but it's about a minute.
It's about a minute and 26.
But that's the first one. Okay.
You have the first one from Dave.
All right. So what I'd like to have you do is hear what Dave had to say in order to help you to make that start.
Well, okay. Right now, one of my pet peeves is we have this huge unemployment people, and we run into this at the radio station. They come around and say, I'd like to work for radio, or I'd like to be a producer of a talk show or different things. And I say, well, why don't you do some selling? Oh, no, I would never do that. Harvard Business School teaches the following. They say when you have a company and you have employees, you have A employees and you have B. Know what an A employee is, Gene?
Sure, someone who works for, I believe I do, someone who works for someone else.
Well, it's someone who brings in more money than you pay them, which generally is a salesman. B are the others. It doesn't mean they aren't all skilled and good, but there are every unemployed person in America could be working as a salesman.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go into a retail store, we've all experienced terrible service. People that just don't care working as employees. So there's always jobs for people that are willing to do a good job. I think if you have a skill and like to do something, you're going to find a job because mm-hmm. there is a shortage of skilled people who have a good attitude and provide a good service.
So that's what he says. Think about you as an entrepreneur. Your idea is going to start with you. It's going to involve what he classified as selling. Selling you, selling your idea. In order for people to know what your idea is, you must tell them. Which means you got to show up and talk about it. You got to write about it. But the bottom line is you got to be willing to put your idea out there to the world. Because you were given the idea, but how to pull it all together probably require lots of other people to help you out, but also lots of other people of you sharing your ideas so you can get thoughts and ideas from them so that you could bring that thought to fruition. Anyway, so that's what it is. And along the way, you will develop certain skills and abilities. Obviously, you have some to get started if you believe in yourself. But once you get started, doing it on a daily basis, on a routine basis, will start to give you the energy, start to give you more use of your abilities, which may turn into skills and abilities that become your mainstay or the things that you're good at, because there are things you're just not going to be good at or don't know how to do. And this is where you hire other people or you bring on other people that can handle those areas that you cannot handle because you may not have the time. You may have, because it's kind of, it may be your idea, but it's not going to be a one-man show or a one-person show. Anyway, so when he was talking about that, is knowing that your idea starts with you, you must sell your idea. Okay? Selling your idea means telling people what your idea is. That's selling. And what you think that your idea will solve, whatever problem it's going to solve. But you got to be able to tell people what that is. And you don't have to be perfect. You just need to get the belief that it's possible to happen. And then get on your journey, because it's not going to start immediately. You must start whenever you have time to start. But the vision will happen based on you working at it and also influencing other people to work along with you, to assist you, to help you do what it is that you're trying to do, to help in many ways, but the bottom line is that it's going to be you, and you are going to be the one that must believe in it, because you must be willing to start it and to work with it until it comes to life. And then even when it comes to life, you got to do even more. So it's important to recognize that the beginning of that comes with you understanding that you must be willing to do some selling. But now we got our next person. Our next person is Bob Sacosta. Bob Sacosta used to be part of the Home Shopping Network, one of the original creators. He's been on our show several times in the past, and every now and then we run into each other and kind of catch up every now and then. But Bob had some ideas and thoughts that would also assist individuals, entrepreneurs, as well as job seekers. And so we're going to hear what he had to say, and it's 2 minutes. Anyway, so we're going to hear what he had to say. We're going to hear from him a couple of times, but for right now, we're going to go ahead and hear what he had to say regarding information for entrepreneurs.
Give them a tip that might help someone else out there to create something that 5 years from now, they're name brand around the world. Like,
well, I tell you what, one of the biggest challenges, because I have the opportunity to go around the country and speak to many organizations and many groups of people that are looking to take what they have to the next level. And I have always found out that one of the biggest challenges and one of the keys, one of the secrets happens to be you have to treat yourself as a product, okay? And many, many times we don't think of ourselves as a product. Right. And if you want to succeed and if you want to get to where you want to go, whether it be to land employment, whether it be to take yourself up higher in a business that you're in right now, you really have to look at yourself as a product.
Great.
And so my question would be to those that are listening: do you look at yourself as a product? You have to get as simple as, you know, we're talking about, did you look at yourself like a tube of toothpaste? Mm. All right, because we buy tubes of toothpaste, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to succeed where you are, you have to have us buy what you have. And what you have is you. And so one major tip that really seems to help a lot of people out is to think of themselves as an actual product.
Product. Great.
And what are some properties of that product that you call you? What are some properties about your product, which is you, that can help other people? And if you think in those terms, I think you're really going to take an entirely different perspective, which is going to get you entirely different results.
Okay, you're listening to Bob Sacosta. And his comment was that to look at yourself as a product. You're the one with the idea. You're the one with the thought. It all starts with you. So you are the product that is there to produce something else. And think of what do you have, knowledge-wise, skill-wise, that would help you to take what you have right now and begin. And if you don't think you have anything, begin anyway. That's the start of a starter. Just begin. You're going to learn along the way, and your qualities will surface sooner or later. You're also going to grow in many ways that you never thought. And in many times, you will bring on the other expertise or knowledge. The more you share your idea, the more people will become involved, and the more assistance you will get. And assistance comes in many, many forms. But the more you share your idea, the more you represent the idea, because it's you that have the solution, then this is what is going to allow you to begin to put your idea or your thought together so that it comes alive, whereby it can benefit lots of people. One of the things that Bob said was to make sure sharing how it's going to help others. It's your idea, but your idea is not for you. Your idea is to go share with others in order to help others. You're the one that's just been given the vision, and you're the one that's going to go through the tasks that are required in order for you to get started and begin working on it. So that's what it's going to be. But we're going to take a short break so we hear something from our sponsors. But so far, you've listened to David Wagonford and Bob Sacosta. We're going to hear more of them after the break. But this Gene Hodge here talking about if you can, wherever you can conceive, the mind can make happen. We'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
And once you get going, you get on the move, there is no stopping. And the reason is no stopping because it's your idea, your thought, and hopefully you've decided to step out on it. We're covering tips from other guests that have been on this show in the past, talking about how to make your dream or your vision happen, whether it's entrepreneurship, whether it's employment, but how to recognize you as the one that must carry it. And it's based on a quote that was made by Napoleon. A quote by Napoleon Hill. And the quote is, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. And I mentioned that a thought, vision, a dream that may have come to you about something that said you could have a solution to a problem that could affect numbers of people, and it came to you. So you are the one that can decide or must decide if you would like to make that vision or that thought, turn that into reality, because you got to get started. Anyway, so these quotes from these guests that have been on the show in the past are designed to help you to understand what it's going to take as you get started so that you become the best that you can be. Okay, we've heard from two people so far. David Wagenford, who's was the former owner of the WTAN network, radio network, and Bob Sacosta, formerly one of the originators in helping to start the home shopping network. And both have been in the studio sharing their ideas to help job seekers and for entrepreneurs. And so we're playing some quotes that they have made, and we're going to go back to a quote by Bob Sacosta. Okay, an additional quote by Bob Sacosta, and I'm not sure how long it is. It's about a minute. It's about a minute? Oh. Okay, I thought there were longer ones. But anyway, if you got Bob's second quote, go ahead and run it.
Could you give our audience just one more tip that you've experienced that would help them to find their dream job or to become that entrepreneur? If you can do it in 30 seconds, that'd be great.
Well, I just, I have to repeat a couple of things that I've already mentioned briefly, and that is don't let others define who you are. Know what you want. Keep those ABCs, the attitude, the belief, and the commitment. And make it work for you, and just don't think about how you're going to accomplish what you want. Just focus on that why. Why do you want to do what you want to do? What's the real reason that you want to do it? Because that reason will carry you through the frustrating moments that we all encounter.
Right.
And that reason will propel you to where you thought you never could go. And Gene, I thank you for allowing me to come on your show, and I wish you all the best and all of the listeners as well. And come on over to my website at bobsacosta.com and see what we can do.
Okay.
Yes, you heard My Way playing in the background, but that's because it was an old show. Mm-hmm. No, we're not actually ending now. We still got plenty of time.
Okay. Okay, he mentioned the ABCs, the attitude, the belief, and the commitment, I believe, because that's what happens when you decide to get started on your venture. Okay, remember, the thought came to you. It's going to be your decision to get started on that thought in order to bring that vision to reality. But you must need that. And one of the key points that Bob just said, don't worry about it, just get started. Because it may take a long time. But you must be committed and you must stay with it in order to follow it through, because it's your thought or your idea that came to you, you were given that. And so as an entrepreneur, your role is to decide that you're going to go after it. And in some cases, you may spend a lifetime going after it. But that's what that commitment's about. Anyway, so if you're listening to what Bob had said, it's understanding those ABCs, the attitude, the belief, and the commitment, but why are you doing what you're doing? I'm doing this radio show to get more visibility on a global level so I can take our videos and podcasts and send them out to my network and have them pass it on so that based on the vision that I have. Okay, my why for doing the show is I must keep doing it in order to keep spreading it. And the more it spreads, the more people begin to know what I'm talking about. And hopefully that brings my vision to fruition. Now, we got another one. Okay, we just got to hearing from Bob. Is that right? And let's see.
This one's also about a minute.
Okay, this Bob as well?
No, this is Dave. It's the last clip
okay,
from
Dave. Okay,
we're
back to Dave. Okay.
Yeah. It's the last clip right. from Dave, and then we got Ron, Ron to finish it out. Yeah.
Robert. Okay, we're going to hear the second comment from David Wagenford. And if you got it, let it go.
Another key is very few people show up. Woody Allen said, success is 85% showing up and 15% commission. An amazing number of people don't show up.
Wow, wow.
Be on time. If you tell somebody you're going to be there at 8:15 for an appointment, be there at 8:15, not 8:16, 8:15. He doesn't want to hear you come stumbling in a half hour late that your car broke down. That's your problem.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put your problems on your employer. Produce for your employer, and you'll rise to the top of that company. If you're the best thing he's ever seen, and whatever you do, doesn't matter what it is, you will move forward in business, and you'll always have a job.
Okay. The comment was for both people who may be seeking employment, but also definitely for you being the owner and the pusher of your business or your idea. Being willing to show up is one of the things that's a must. People get to know you when you show up. People get a chance to see you when you show up. People get a chance to hear how you speak, how you share information, how helpful you are. All that happens in person. So whatever idea or thought that you might have, take it out of your mind and put it out there. Get in front of as many people as you can and share your thought. Don't worry about what they're going to say. Your only role is to get your thought out there of where you're going. This is your why. Why are you doing it? It's best that you get it out there. It's best that you share it as much as you can. And you want to be open to all comments, because all comments will help you. It doesn't matter what the comments are. They come for a reason. And so if you got friends that are kind of negative, start telling them thank you for all the negative things they're telling you, because you got to get prepared to deal with them. And all the people that are doing what you like, tell them thank you as well, because they're opening doors for you. So you need all that comes along with it, and it's based on you showing up. And the other thing that Dave said, be on time. A lot of you out there are late. That's a fact. And it just comes from poor planning. Planning to be there early. Planning to be on time. That's a skill. It's a habit that must be developed, because your image is on the line. And not being aware of we see you, that's one of the biggest things that happens to just so many entrepreneurs, definitely job seekers, is understanding the importance of being early. It's your show. It's your business. It's your thought. And if you want us to know you're serious about it, then you need to be there, in some cases, before we get there. But you definitely need to be on time. Anyway, so on time in my field means showing up early so that we start on time.
If the way I look at it, if you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, so if you're supposed to be here by 8:30, if you're here by 8:15, 8:20, you're fine. If you're here by 8:30, you're late.
Okay. So when you decide to become an entrepreneur, I'm going to keep an eye on you.
Rightio.
And make sure you're doing what you need to do, which would be your why. Why are you here early? Okay.
Somebody's got to do it. It's a dirty job. Somebody's got to do it.
But there's a lot of preparation that goes on.
Oh, yeah.
There's an awful lot of preparation that no one knows other than the one that must get prepared for it. There's a lot of preparation that goes into presenting a show. A lot of coordination that has to go on between me and the engineer. A lot of coordination between the chairs and all the things that you see. But those types of things have to be ready when it's time to go public. So as an entrepreneur, your why should be you want to present yourself as best as you can, because it's only you who must begin. You'll get other people along the way, provided you're demonstrating that you have something to do and you need their help as well, or their input. But it starts with you. You're the image of your dream, your thought, your company, your idea. It all starts with you. And so, as Dave said, being on time, for you it should be earlier, because you must be ready on time. And anything that requires preparation, you must make sure it happens, and making sure that it happens from there. Anyway, we're going to take a short break to hear something from our sponsors, but I'm talking about entrepreneurs, how to make that dream or vision happen. And we'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Money! That's what I believe some of you want. And then I believe some of you have it already. I'm trying to get some of it. And hopefully there are others out there that want some of it as well.
So do I.
And really, so you will want some too.
Who doesn't want money? I mean, hey, as much as I want money, I enjoy the concept more of keeping a roof over my head, keeping clothes on my back, food in my fridge. To be able to do that, you need money.
Oh, for some people. For some people. But I'm just going to say I have a question for you, Matt, if you don't mind sharing it.
By all means.
I don't want to put you on the spot. But when you hear this quote, that said, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. Do you have anything that you've thought about that you'd like to do that you believe you can achieve?
I'm already doing it. I work in radio. I'm already doing it. Why do you think I like sitting at this board as much as I do?
What else would you like to do?
That's it. That's all I've ever wanted to do.
Okay, when I get my own radio station, then I'll follow up and invite you along.
Bring it on. radio is all I've wanted to do since like sixth grade.
Okay. All right, so you're doing your dream.
Absolutely.
At some point in time, think about it, because the steps, the things that you've gone through over time may be extremely valuable to others that are thinking about doing something.
Right.
And so if you put something together, then you could tell people what you had to go through, the ups and downs, all that sort of stuff, which would be very beneficial for so many people. Anyway, so just something to think about, because I was just curious, didn't want to leave you out.
Yeah, that's fine. Technically, I had two dreams. One was to be a professional athlete. Clearly, that didn't work out, so this was the other one.
Well, you're not done yet. Depends on what kind of profession you want to.
Hockey player. Clearly, that's not going to happen. I'm 35 years old. There's no way I can make the NHL at my age.
There's a guy that used to be on the show that loved hockey. He ended up becoming an announcer for a hockey game.
That's why I got into radio. That's what I wanted to do.
Okay. Well, you may be on your way.
All right.
Well, we got one more. We got one more guest. You've already heard from Bob Sacosta and David Wagonford, but we got one more that we're going to hear from. His name is Roderick Calhoun, who is a inventor that's been on the show, but he has a story to tell about how he went through what he had to go through, which I think all of you are going to have to go through this based on you taking your idea and bringing it to fruition. Anyway, so if you got Roderick, let's hear what Roderick had to say, because I believe he might be very helpful.
What kind of tip could you share that would help them to take that thought and turn it into something like you did?
Well, if you got a thought, stay focused on it, be motivated, and don't listen to the negativity. I had so many people tell me when I first talked about the Gotta Go. They told me it couldn't be done. They laughed at me. Mm. But it was always, it stayed in my mind, and I focused on it. And I say, well, this is what I want to do. I didn't listen to them.
Right.
And all the way through the whole process, I was always getting, it was always negative people.
Mm-hmm.
And even now, you get yourself negativity. If you hang around with negative people, that's what you're going to get.
Right.
So I just focus, stay focused. I surround myself around positive people.
Right.
And the positive people, you know, they kept me motivated, and I kept them motivated. And that's what... Mm-hmm. That's the advice that I use.
Great. When you get real big, don't forget us little people down here, you know.
Hey, but Gene, you know, a lot of people got a lot of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people, you know, if you got an idea, just go for it. You know, if you don't see it in the stores, you don't see it on the internet, you know, just go for it, because you might think, you know, some people, you know, like I sat on mine for a while. I mean, like I said, I thought mm-hmm. about it, and I was like, I don't know. But then when I really start seeing a need for it, and then when I really pursued it, I was like, oh, I could do this.
Yeah.
You know, and I go to these trade shows all the time, invention shows, and it's a lot of things that you is out there. It's like, wait a minute, you know, I thought this was, you know, invented already.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be surprised? There's a lot of things out there that you know, and the way you change any little thing or something, you can get a patent for it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So you know, I'm sure like mine, the knockoff's going to come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's why you have to be protected. You know, make sure your patent is in order before you send it out. You know. But, you know, of course, you know, anybody got any questions about it, you know, we can talk about it.
If you could share another tip with us to help someone else do anything, what could you share with them?
If you got something like idea or opportunity that you want to do,
mm-hmm.
just write it out. You use the internet. Just see if someone else is doing it, or even for like job opportunities
mm-hmm.
too. Also, just like I use the internet. Like I said, my blind cleaning business, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a unique business. It's like probably where you guys at. You go in there, you do a search. It's like, okay, wait a minute. It's not that many people here doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or because if you have a business idea, you go in, do a Google, and see what's in your area. If anybody else doing it, well, you want to know what your competition is going to be anyway. But just do your mm-hmm. homework on it.
Yeah.
And that's what the internet is, a great tool. And so that would be the first thing, you know, to do is, if you got an idea, is just get on the internet
and just do a Google for it.
Okay.
And is it out there? Just like, you know, for jobs, a certain mm-hmm. job that you want, you just Google it, and that's something I do all the time. You know, it's always looking on the internet first.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. And since you're so eager to say that, give us one more tip, because I know our time is running out, but give us a tip to help our listening audience, to help them follow in your footsteps.
Motivation and focus.
Mm.
And stay away from the negativity.
Stay away. Okay.
Okay, you were listening to Roderick Calhoun. Roderick is an inventor. He invented a device that's called Gotta Go. It's a device that allows both men and women, if they need to go to the bathroom or something like that, it allows them to have this device on and they can go right where they are. And that's what he invented. And so it's used a lot, some of those things, like in the military, people have to stand a long time, those types of things. But that was his invention. But he mentioned this, two things. Focus, stay motivated. Because you are going to have those times when your motivation may go down. But more so, stay away from negative people. That's what his terms were. Stay away. They're supposed to be there. Okay, they are supposed to be in your life. You don't have to stick with them, but you must have them because they will help keep you on track, believe it or not. And so there's a reason for negative people. It's important that you understand they're supposed to be there, which is designed to help you stay focused and stay on track. But this is how you're able to deal with your competition. There's a ton of people that may not want to see you do what you envision doing. They're supposed to be there. Okay, so I'd like to have you really think about that and accept that, because that comes along with you following your vision. Why are you doing it? What is your why? Because you are going to have obstacles and challenges. Your why is what's going to keep you going. That's the normal thing. All entrepreneurs will tell you that, because that's how they created their thoughts, their ideas, their products, their services. I mean, so I'd like to have you think about that. But you heard from Roderick Calhoun, David Wagenford, and Bob Sacosta. Don't forget, we have a podcast of this and a video, in case you want to hear their comments again. But they were talking about how you can get what it is that you want, based on the theme that Napoleon had said, that whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. All thoughts come to you for some reason. But anyway, our time is up, which means I just got warned you're listening to My Way by Frank Sinatra. Understanding that your idea, your thought, it is, came to you. It is yours. Take it, own it, and go do it your way, because you will learn along the way. The key is getting started and staying focused. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up, and we will see you next time. Go do it your way, because it's your idea.